lost a hat some along the way. Life gives you lots of lacks, but you're in your own way. You take the good and the bad, but you don't ever win. That's because God hates you, and you are full of sin. So grab your good book and Roddy the family. It's time for TCB TV. That's right, TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. So you played by the rules, you did it all right. But you're still in the basement and alone all night. You've paid your dues, you've cleaned your room, but your mom still makes lunch and you sleep till noon. So grab your pants and take a seat. It's time for TCB TV. Oh yeah, TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. We love our TCB TV. TCB TV. Turn on TCB TV. Gotta have TCB TV. We love our 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 TCB TV.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
We should call this a very serious episode of The Commercial Break. Because it's a very serious episode.
The airing of the grievances, like Festivus.
Yeah. We are. We're just letting it fly today. I don't care anymore. My birthday came and I just decided I'm too old to stop talking. You know, I'm too old to not say how I feel.
Yeah.
This is what happens to old white guys. We start getting ornery. We're like, arr, humbug, arr, vaccines and Epstein files. And arr, 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 arr. I'm turning into Alex Jones overnight. Arr, 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 arr.
Well, speaking of crazy things getting said with authority, might I present Chrissy Got It Wrong.
Chrissy Got It Wrong. Well, I don't have
Hot Shots Part Two was made 20 years ago, but it's not Charlie Sheen's new movie.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. I don't even know where to start today, quite frankly. There's so much news coming at us. I guess I'll start with our listeners. We had some people that texted in saying you should be parasailing, Brian. You should be parasailing because it's a lot of fun, and here's a picture of us doing it.
I remember it being fun.
Do I say no, no? No, 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 no.
You're good.
It does look fun, and I guess under some circumstances, like the kind where you don't die, then it is fun, but it just seems like taking a high risk for low reward. To be floating up in the air, it's Great, wonderful. But I hate heights in the first place.
Well, you do.
I mean, if the ocean's under me, I guess I feel a little bit better. But let's be honest about it. When you're 300 feet above the ocean, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You're not surviving that fall. That's not happening. We all know. I'm watching these fucking morons. There is, like, the extreme diving. Do you know what this is?
Free diving?
Free diving.
Yeah, where you dive deep and...
Bonehead, white boy, bullshit, and entitled to do anything anywhere, you know, because the rules don't apply to me kind of crap, including the rules of fucking physics. Find the highest cliff that they can find, and they jump off of it into some body of water. Those high divers that the Olympics, you know, 10 meters, yeah. 30 feet in the air, they have been trained over years and years and years on how to fall into the water so that they don't break their fucking clavicle.
Right.
But there is reel after reel, TikTok after TikTok, post after post about these fucking morons with curly hair and chiseled bodies jumping off of these extreme heights and breaking their having their spleen come out of their nose. Because guess what? Physics do apply to you. You fucking moron. What are you doing? Don't do that. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to jump off of it. It's not good. It's not right. They're doing it in all different, like, I saw one the other day. Somebody's at a Mexican resort, a beautiful pool, one of the beautiful multi-leveled pools at one of the beautiful resorts in the Mayan Riviera. And the guy goes, there's a bar on the top level, and then there's three levels of pool, and he runs from the bar through the patio, dodging the tables all as he goes along, and he takes a leap over the railing and drops probably 30 feet into the pool, the pool at the lowest level, and immediately gets kicked out. And then whines and complains on his Instagram about how he got kicked out for having a little bit of fun. Because the rules don't apply to you?
Mm-hmm.
Really, you shithead?
Yeah.
You're so entitled to everything that you just get to do whatever. The Mexican resort should be liable for your care when you pull some dumb shit stunt so that you can get a cool reel on Instagram.
So stupid.
What is wrong with these kids? I mean, I did a lot of stupid shit as a teenager.
Yeah.
Up to and including chasing criminals at 3 a.m. high on cocaine. but that's just because I was high on cocaine. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy?
Maybe, like, that guy was too.
That was crazy. That was cocaine-induced craziness. That guy might have been too.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that these kids are doing this. I say kids because that's what they are. They're all under the age of 21 years old, and they're just jumping off these huge cliffs. One guy broke every bone in his body. He's lucky to be alive. And yet he doesn't post that part on the reel. Like, that part of the reel isn't posted on it. But you do a little follow-up investigation, and you figured out that in an attempt to be the guy who jumped off the highest cliff in the fucking world, he broke every bone in his body, lucky to be alive. So all those nurses and doctors and your family members and your friends that are paining and pining over whether or not you're going to take another breath so that you get a cool reel on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, dude. Cool. You know what? Yeah, you didn't. What was that? I think it was like a 108-foot drop or something like that. Try 109. Go ahead. We're all rooting for you, dude. We're all rooting.
God, his body's never going to be the same.
No, that's the thing too. Is that he's gonna rue the day that he decided to do this when he turns the moment that he turns 37 years old, and all of a sudden everything you ever did in your life starts to hurt because that's what happens.
Oh, your algorithm.
My algorithm's awesome. Anyway, that's why parasailing is scary, is because I think there's, like, we have some notion that if we fall out of the parasail, everything will be fine because there's water below us. But over 30 feet, there's, like, it's all guesswork. It's all guesswork. If you happen to land the right way, maybe. But if you don't land the right way, and if you're 100 feet in the air, if you're, like, at the top of that parasail rope, and it snaps, and you fall out of it. We all saw the girl who... Did you see the girl who fell out of the parasail?
No.
Some girl in, I think it was Spain, and she was on vacation, and there's video of it, because, of course, now everything has a video, right?
Yep.
So there's a camera pointed at her on the parasail, and she starts to freak. And some people believe she's freaking because something happened with the boat. Something happened with the rope, but she starts panicking, and you can see her panicking. She undoes the seatbelt, and she slides out of the parasail. And when she slides out of the parasail, she falls and she dies. because you cannot land 100 feet, 100-foot fall. It's almost impossible to land correctly unless you're, you know.
Trained.
I don't know. Morgan from Idaho.
I want to do hang gliding.
Cool, Chrissy. We're all here giving a cautionary tale, and now you want to go paragliding.
No, hang gliding.
Hang gliding.
Yes.
That's dangerous, too.
I think it can be, but I've always wanted to do it.
Have you seen the video of the guy who, the dude who takes off? It's like they're
tandem.
Mm-hmm. And the dude takes off, and whoops, the other guy isn't attached. And so
I think I did see that.
He's like in Switzerland somewhere, and they're 1,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
They're way up in the air. And the dude has to hang on until they get to the bottom. That's like my fucking nightmare. That's my fucking nightmare.
Well, me too, but that's a very low percentage.
Well, true. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on which purveyor you go to, but that's it. Like, how do you, is there like a, I don't know, like a Better Business Bureau for sailing, for hang gliding?
I think so. I don't know. I'm looking into this company that's like off of Lookout Mountain.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
So I'll let you know.
Currently taking applications for co-host of the commercial break.
You've said this before. I've just always wanted to do it. I'm okay on like skydiving. I'm good on that.
I did that.
You did that.
I know I did it, but it was because my ego got in the way. My brothers dared me. They said I couldn't do it. They said I wouldn't do it.
That's right. All of you went together,
yeah.
Right?
Well, two of the brothers and me. Yeah. And they dared me to.
So you've already done that.
Yeah. I got butthurt because they didn't invite me. And I happened to call when they were going and no one told me. And I was butthurt. And they're like, well, and
come
then my,
on.
I know my twin brother called me back and he's like, I'm at the checkout right now and I'm paying for you to parachute out of this plane with us. If you're so butthurt, but you're not going to do it. That's why we didn't invite you. We didn't even want to tell you because we know you're afraid of heights and you're not going to do it. And I'm like, I'm on my way. And there is video of this.
You.
Yeah, there is video of this. And trust me, even though I have been pretty consistently tan since I was 26 years old, I am 15 shades of pale. I am pale.
I'm sure. We did the indoor skydiving together.
I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. I thought that was great. But there's a net on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going 10 feet in the air and 10 feet down, right?
I still have that video. It's pretty funny.
I have that video too. It is pretty funny. That was fun. I like that.
So
I do that.
Yeah.
And I watch those videos and those guys really can get going in there. That's the kind of skydiving I think I'm up for in my later years of life. Like the kind of skydiving where the sky is contained in a tube that's only 10 feet high.
Exactly.
Like there's not much damage you can do. I guess you could hit a wall or something, but I suppose you can get hurt doing anything physical. But listen, some people sent pictures of themselves parasailing and they were like, no, you're wrong. It's fun. And if you want to do it, do it. But I'm not.
If it works out correctly, it's fun.
I'm
You're just scared it's not going to work out correctly.
I'm talking like I'm everybody's friend.
I know.
I'm not blessing this. You're not getting my blessing on the parasailing. Okay? All right? That's it. You're not getting my blessing on the hang gliding. So don't even tell me. Don't even tell me when you're going.
I'll just video it.
No. I don't want to see any of it. This is not a commercial break endorsed. You want to go on a cruise? I'm all about it.
You know, the reason I haven't even done it yet, actually, is because I was under the impression that I could just go and kind of just jump on one of these things and do it.
Yeah, no,
but there's a whole day of like training.
Yeah. They don't want some fucking Yahoo up there twisting and turning. And, you know, drunk as a skunk or high as a kite. They got to. I really think, and that's the same thing with parachuting for the first time. You spend hours.
Parachuting,
like skydiving.
Oh, scary. Yeah.
You spend hours, mm-hmm. like they're packing the parachute, but you're with them. They spending time with you explaining stuff, but they're going to do everything for you, but they're explaining it to you. And post jumping out of the plane, I think that part of the reason why they spend so much time with you, like I could probably just show up, the parachute's packed, I trust they're doing it right.
Right.
They hook me on and they tell me what to expect and then we go. But the reason why I'm there 5 hours ahead of time is because I think they really want to get a sense for who you are
that's
as a person.
True.
Like
that's
they don't
true,
want any
smart.
Crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what could happen, but something could happen. You know, unlock yourself, pull, you know, yank on the rope, pull it early. I don't know. So that's probably why they want you to get up there early.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't pass the test anyway. If I go up there, they're probably like, this guy? They're going to Google me and be like, no. Did you hear his rant on parasailing?
Yeah,
no,
we're we ran out of spots.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're done. But you know, thanks for the text messages. But I still, it's still not Brian approved. Okay. All right.
Everybody's aware.
This fear comes from a legitimate, like, there's a legitimate reason why I am scared of parasailing, and that is
addiction to Instagram reels that are showing bad
Brian's
things
happening. Incredibly dumb algorithm that just goes crazy every once in a while. And right now, I'm in a death spiral of extreme diving and parasailing. And of course, the phone's listening to me. So as soon as we start talking about it, I get more.
Just like last night, it was listening to me talk about the underwater monster.
That's crazy. It heard us talking about the underwater monster. It showed Chrissy the underwater monster. That's that little bastard I was talking about. The day telescope
eyes. Crazy. The eyes. I know.
Yeah. And it's like, it does not seek its prey. It waits for it to fall into its grips. It's only 6 inches long, but that thing could probably eat you.
I saw that thing. I was looking at Instagram last night. I was like, oh my God, here it is.
The telescopic fish. If you don't want to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner today, go ahead and Google that one. That fucking shit is creepy. And then it said that people who have been down, the divers in the, you know, in the whatever, that have been down and seen these.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they live thousands and thousands of feet underwater, like in the depths of the depths, in these warm columns of air that come up from springs and the volcanic springs down in the bottom. And they thrive there, and they wait for stuff to fall down, and then they eat it. They're carnivores. They have fangs, like a mouthful of fangs. That's what they have.
It's
crazy.
Like little piranha teeth.
Yeah, I know. And they have these huge white eyes, and they are independent of each other, so they can like follow you around. And the people who have seen these in person say they swear to God, they watch you. They like, you know, they you move in the window, and they watch you like, what? Fuck that. So there's a reason why the parasailing is a legitimate fear of mine.
Okay, give it to us.
12th grade, one of our friend's parents went down to Mexico, parasailing, rope snaps, breaks both legs, ankles, and ribs, because the rope just came back at him, like, it came back at him.
Snapped back?
Snapped, and then he fell. Now the parachute broke a portion of the fall.
I would think that the air, you've got some air in the parachute.
I guess if you're floating the right way, you can do it. But after the rope snaps and comes at you at 3,000 miles per hour, the wire, the whatever it was, he was really hurt very badly and in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah.
And so when he recovered, or when we talked to this kid Jason's, you know, this like disrupted their entire family
for
a very long time. And it was a bad scene. And he's down in fucking Mexico, where the, you know, the healthcare system is much different. Lucky that he got good care and then was flown back to the United States. But it was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I can
and
imagine.
It scared the shit out of me, because that's all I can think about when I see people doing that parasailing. And now I've seen a million videos of it happening. If parasailing is truly safe, then we shouldn't have a million videos of those wires snapping. Think about the pure torque that is on those things. The boat's going one way. The parachute wants to go the other way. It's just two opposing forces, and you're in the fucking middle. No, thank you. No.
No,
daddy.
Plus, you have kids, 30 of them. So,
well, that's true.
You don't want to do something dumb.
It really does inform your decision making about a lot of different stuff, except for road rage. That seems that still seems to be hanging.
Speeding and road rage.
Speeding. I was telling my Starbucks boyfriend about my two tickets, and he's like, two? And I go, yeah. Now, this is a guy who owns like a Lamborghini SUV.
Oh, wow. Lamborghini?
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Yeah, a Labrador. A Lamborghini. A Labrador. And a Porcini mushroom.
You just leave out the M.
Yes. A Lamborghini.
Yes. He owns a Lamborghini? Wow.
An SUV Lamborghini.
Look at you. You got a little sugar daddy.
I got a sugar daddy boyfriend. Yeah. I'm not seeing any benefits yet, but maybe because I haven't given him a hand job. That's next, and then we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Take things slow.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm like you. He's like, he and I agree on one thing. Everything changed during the pandemic. It used to be that just a few people drove aggressively, and Well, in Atlanta, people have always kind of had this like aggressive tint, but he's right about one thing, and I agree with him, and I've said this before too, is that you could point out the aggressive people because they were clearly, you know, up someone's ass, cutting lanes and all this other stuff.
Behind me today, I was like, go ahead, go on.
See you later.
Yeah.
See you later. I agree with you. If someone's up my ass, I just let them go. Yeah. Whatever. And if we're on a two-lane road, sometimes I'll turn down a street just to let them go because in this state, it's an open carry state, so anybody can have a gun at any time. And people are losing their shit.
Yep.
But during the pandemic, it seems like everybody got aggressive, from grandma and grandpa to everyone feels entitled to just roll over everybody else. I saw an Instagram reel that was really interesting. I've never thought about it like this, but now I'm thinking about it like this. This guy points out that he's showing a video of two people that get into a fist fight in front of children over a parking space. Ugh. And the video is like, you know, the video is from some camera on a street pole or something.
Yeah.
And it clearly shows that the two people kind of show up at the same time, both putting their blinkers on to get this same spot. And one person is quicker than the other person gets in the spot. And then a fist fight erupts. What makes anybody think they have a right to any spot, even if they put a blinker on? I understand it's frustrating to look for a spot, but it doesn't say your spot on there.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And to think that you would risk jail or life or death or whatever just to get a parking spot that's a couple feet closer to the door.
Yeah, that's nowhere near worth it.
Astrid hates me because I always park at the parking spot like where, you know, 100 feet away. First of all, I can't park. Here's a little story. Here's a little inside track on Brian. I can parallel park in one move, but I cannot park in a regular parking spot without backing up three times. Don't ask me why. It's a weakness. I get nervous when I have to park. I'm like, and then in Spain, forget about it.
Spots are
2 feet wide.
Yeah.
So I park all the way out there because I don't give a shit. I'll walk the few extra feet. I don't want to be
I'm
in
fine
an
with
argument.
It too.
Yeah, who cares?
Add extra steps to my
give me space.
Mm-hmm.
So we agree that, you know, people started driving more aggressively. Everybody started getting entitled during the pandemic. And I think it's because we all felt like maybe this is the end. Like maybe this is the end of the world. And who the fuck cares? We all get ours. We all, you know, it's just like this weird, I don't know, entitlement. It's almost like a fight for life. It's fight or flight. Mm-hmm. It's like fight or flight in every moment of your life. And now look where we are. Everything's going great.
Yeah, it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, we've all recovered.
Smooth parasailing.
Smooth parasailing. All right, so we'll talk more about, I think, the lasting effects of the pandemic and how it has now turned into a total shit show in the state of Florida. Have you heard this one?
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Yeah, I can literally type a text message without looking. Most text messages without looking. That's from the BlackBerry.
I know, that's what I was saying.
It's that QWERTY keyboard I learned.
Typing.
If you watch me type on a computer, you will be like, Brian, which bus did you take to school? Was it the big one, regular one? Or was it the little one? Because you are literally typing.
Hunting and pecking?
Oh, I'm like a hammer. Astrid hates it. She can hear it in the other room. She's like, soft keys, Brian, soft keys. And I'm like, click, click, clack, clack, click, click, clack. It takes me an hour to write an email because I don't know. My fingers don't do the same thing that they do. But when you get my two thumbs together, fuck it. I'm burning. I'm on fire.
These things
get hot. Yeah. So good, Chrissy. So good. So yes, so that's number one. Number two is I don't know if we're going to Florida anymore because Florida just became a total fucking unhinged shit show. Has been for a while. I love you, Florida. I love you. I love everything about you. I love your beaches. I even love your interior. I love your middle section. I love your big round ass. I love your down south, your up north, your east, your west. I love you. Most beautiful state in the entire country, and I love everything about it. Except for the people running it are insane human beings. What in the fuck is going on down in Florida?
Oh, God, I know. Things are disintegrating rapidly.
It's descending into absolute chaos, into madness. Now, we all hear this, like, you know, and we've even done stories about this before. I try not to play into the trope, but I do often, of Florida man, right? The unhinged human being doing something crazy that's in the newspaper. And the reason why Florida man is even a thing, and this has been well documented, I'm not the first to point this out, is that they have an open records act down in Florida that you can get, as soon as someone's arrested, you can get the police report without any pushback whatsoever. It's all public information. Where other states, you have to request it. You have to do a FIFA, whatever the fuck that is, a FOIA request. So the reality is FIFA World Cup. You have to do a FIFA World Cup request. Brian. Well, listen, I'm not the only one getting things wrong around here. Okay, Chrissy, we'll talk about that in a second.
I did get something wrong.
Yeah, that's on the list. And I agreed with you. So we both sounded like morons, but it's your fault mostly. But hold on. Wait 1 second. Let me finish this one. So there's no FOIA request down there. You can just get a lot of this information right on websites. And so people pick up on these crazy stories. There's crazy stories in every state. True. Everyone's acting like a fucking moron and have been since time immemorial. This is not new that people act, you know, silly. But I do think the sun can bake you a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think the hot weather can get to people. And it's just a soup down there. It's a soup of people and cultures and nationalities. And there's rednecks and Latin Americans and the Greeks and the Jewish people. They're all down there mixing it up together.
Yeah.
Right? And so, of course, it's an interesting state. There's going to be friction. And everybody goes to visit Florida. It's the most visited state in the nation because of Disney World and the beautiful beaches and all the stuff.
It's Miami, a great state.
It's a great state. But yesterday, as we're recording this yesterday, the guy who's running the health department down there, the Florida Department of Health, decided that no longer would there be vaccine mandates for children who go to public school. No more. You don't have to show them that you're getting vaccinated. This is honestly one of the most unintelligent things I have ever heard of anybody that has any kind of power doing, because you are setting up the next superbug, pandemic, or absolute health crisis that you are not equipped to handle, and it's going to spread to the neighboring state of Georgia!
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it really is just crazy. Why?
Why? What are you thinking? Why? Why are you throwing out 100 years of science? Do you know why smallpox isn't around anymore? Vaccines. Do you know polio, measles, chickenpox, bad case of the flu? All of this stuff eradicated through science. No one is tracking you through the fucking vaccine. How do I know that? I don't. I'm not a scientist, and I'm not going to claim to be one. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate about anything that I don't know about. Well, I do that all the time, but not this particular thing, because vaccines are a particularly touchy subject for a lot of people. But the reality is, for me, is there are people who are well equipped to tell the rest of the world exactly what's going on, and I have heard no reputable scientist, doctor, or clinician explain that vaccines are an extreme danger to society.
Yeah.
Herd immunity for the fucking measles? We already have it. It's called a vaccine.
And then there's the huge breakout in Texas, right?
That's killing kids.
Yeah.
That's killing kids, making them uncomfortable, and making them suffer for no good goddamn reason. Why? Because now some toxic soup of, you know, brain worm and heroin has gotten into JFK Jr.'s head and made everybody else in the world believe that vaccines are causing this huge amount of damage, when there's no proof that that's true. None. Zero. He's citing data and manipulating it the way that he wants to. I have looked into this. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a professional. I can't tell you that no one's ever been hurt from a vaccine. Of course they have. That's the game you play. But more people have been hurt by smallpox.
Yeah.
Smallpox. Bitcoin.
Meanwhile, all his kids were vaccinated.
All his kids are vaccinated. He's vaccinated.
Yep.
Trump's vaccinated. All his kids are vaccinated. I can guarantee all the people that are elderly and suffering around him are vaccinated. They do what they say, not what they do. If it's good for the goose, why is it not good for the gander? What's the fucking agenda? Autism? Autism rates have skyrocketed. It's no doubt. Some people think it's evolution, baby, that maybe autism is an evolutionary step. Some people think that it's because we now have better ways
to identify. Yeah, that's what I've been reading, and that makes the most sense.
I agree with you. You know? No, and even if they are skyrocketing, autism is not a life-ending situation for most children or adults. It's a personality trait. It's a brain quirk. It's a thing that oftentimes leads to beautiful outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that just think a little differently than some other people. Well, so am I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I'm autistic, but I'm something. Something's going wrong with me, okay? And I'm doing just fine. Look at me. I got this. A podcast makes $60 a month.
Yeah.
Now, this is very interesting, Chrissy, and I'll tell you why it is. How will, and this is all going to wrap back into Disney because it always does, how will the Disney Corporation, the Walt Disney World Corporation, react to this?
I know. That was one of the things I almost sent you the article I was reading.
Oh, so there was an article about it?
Well, I mean, it just said, what is Disney going to do? Yeah.
Oh, like, interesting. There are people thinking about this also.
I was like, yeah, yes. Maybe don't go to Disney. I don't know. There was something about Disney. I was like, uh-oh, that's going to affect Brian.
Yeah. You know, we picked up a case of the staph infection, a skin staph infection that got on one of my daughters where her hairline was. And then it spread to the entire fucking family. We couldn't get rid of it. It took 10 weeks to get rid of. And it was not particularly pleasant. And it also wasn't the end of the world, but it just wasn't pleasant.
Right,
it was a rash that wouldn't go away, essentially. And we went to multiple doctors to get multiple rounds of medication and creams and all this other stuff. And two of the three doctors that I went to said the same thing. Have you been somewhere warm, moist, or with a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Disney World in Florida. And they said, that's it.
Yeah.
That Disney World is known for staph infections that come out of Disney World because it's impossible to clean every roller coaster seat, every rail that you touch. They do, but it's impossible to do that every single time someone touches it.
Yeah.
And those are breeding ground places where, you know, infection, viruses, stuff like that can breed. So what's going to happen when tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children who are unvaccinated from these diseases that can kill, maim, or make everybody really sick start showing up in their backyard to go to Disney World and spreading the diseases to young infants, older folks who have waning immunity, people who are sick and weak, or just your average Joe. Listen, some of my children haven't even finished their courses of vaccination.
Right. Yeah, because it's a whole series.
Do I go down to Florida? Do I take my chances that, you know, we could walk into some ice cream parlor where half the kids are unvaccinated from measles or chickenpox or whatever it is? I don't think I can.
No, it's scary.
It's not a reasonable thing to do because why? I'm rolling the dice so I can go have a nice beach day. There's other beaches. I guess we're flying to Spain. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane. It's insane. And what's more insane is that the federal government, who has an opportunity to step in here, now I don't know that they have any, like, I don't know what the law is, but the federal government, under normal working conditions, would obviously step up and say, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You want federal funds for your public schools? You cannot do that. We cannot have outbreaks, constant outbreaks of different crazy diseases that have long been gone because you have some weird ideology. But so many people now share this weird ideology that, first of all, it wasn't even the top story yesterday. There are 100 other stories, you know, Epstein and victims and all this other bullshit that's going on that's insane. But then it's also something that so many people now believe because of the way that the pandemic was handled by the people who were in charge when the pandemic started, that so many people believe that these vaccines are like murder weapons or tracking devices or are going to make your blood boil at some point. Get over it. You don't want to take the COVID vaccine. Good for God bless America. Don't take the COVID. I also don't believe that you should be forced under any circumstances to do anything that you don't want to do. But if you're going to go to a public school where there's other children mm-hmm. and you want to walk into that room, you must show your vaccinations. It's not a mandate. You don't have to do it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, stay at home in your little closet, homeschool. Yes, but if you want to go into the population and spread those diseases, I don't think so. Because I believe you should be able to do whatever it is you want to do as long as it doesn't cause problems for other people. And when you don't get vaccinated, you are target number one for causing problems for other people. It is literally the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on, Chrissy.
I don't know. I mean, I have no words, really.
It's 2 days in a row I'm on a rant. On a two-day rant. Will it go into day number three? I don't know. You have to stay tuned and figure it out. This makes me sick to my stomach. I wonder how Disney handles this. I think Disney might be the only ones who might be able to push back and have and affect some kind of change. Because if they say, I mean, I don't know what they can do, right? But if they say you must upload vaccine documents to go into Disney World or work at Disney World or, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they handle this. And does Bob Iger have the stomach for the fight? I'm not really sure. But you can't imagine that they are happy about the fact that.
And there's no reason to do this.
None.
God.
Zero. It seems to have been working just fine, don't you think?
Yeah.
There's no measles, except for places where they don't take the vaccine. There's no smallpox. Chicken pox, you know. Okay. You know,
those still happen, but that's not deadly.
Still happen. It's not deadly.
No, I had the chicken pox when I was young.
Okay, so we learned chicken pox suck, but it's likely not going to kill you.
I mean, think about polio.
Polio. It puts you in an iron lung.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit in a box for like 2 years of your life and have it breathe for you. That's fucking insane. Mm-hmm. You want to do that to your children? You want to put your children through that? At all.
Yeah.
There are people that are still walking around this earth today, maimed from polio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to them. Let's see how they feel about this. You want to do that to your kids is insane. I just don't get it. I have no idea what's going through anybody's brains except to say that there is a certain small percentage of the base of a certain political ideology that has grabbed on to insane conspiracy theories. And they should be vaccinated from insane conspiracy theories. We should have a vaccine for for QAnon. That's what we should do. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, it's all spreading on social media too, is the thing.
Yeah. All these like people who you have to be careful. And I get how it's easy to get wrapped up in this, but I think we have to be careful that when we watch pseudoscientists, people who tell you something is a fact, on social media, and then you believe it because they seem to be talking with some authority or knowledge, you have to be careful that that doesn't start to seep into your everyday consciousness mm-hmm. because they likely are not authorities on anything. Any data can be manipulated any way that you see fit under the right circumstances. And you can't take one piece of information and blanket that across every single instance. It's not smart thinking. It's not what science does, and it's not what scientists, real scientists who work on this, it's not how they approach the situation. I have a friend. He works at the CDC. He works for the COVID variant department. Mm-hmm. I'll just say it like it is. So far, he's kept his job. So far, he's kept his job.
I mean, that's a mess over there too.
But his job is to figure out the next variant of COVID and extrapolate information that then they can determine whether or not this is better or worse than the last one.
Right.
Right. And there's all kind of scary shit out there, guys. And they are the last line of defense. And we gut them and we make it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. The next bad thing is going to be really fucking bad. And if that's measles, because the whole state of Florida decided not to take the measles vaccination. It's just not, I just don't think we're ready for it. I don't think we have any idea what this world looks like, and it's flipped upside down, and I just can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it.
I know, it's mind-boggling, and it's something new every day.
Thank God that the schools that my children go to are pretty clear on this.
Yeah.
You must be vaccinated to go to school, right? And if you don't want to get vaccinated, it's just not the school for you. So, and that's not a political ideology. That's a health ideology.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we talked about vaccines now. So thank you. There you go.
Check.
Yes. And while we're at it, let's release the files. What's going on here? Why are we so upset about releasing the files?
I know.
It's insane.
Like, fucking just release it.
Clearly, Trump is wrapped up in something, or he's protecting someone who is, and I just don't understand it. It's Jeffrey Epstein, like a super agent for the Israeli government, and they have dirt on every single billionaire out there? Or
yeah, it's not a hoax. There's no hoax.
There's no hoax.
I mean, there is no hoax.
22 women just went to the stairs yesterday at Congress and said, it's not a hoax. Mm-hmm. I was there. I was damaged irreparably by this man and the people that worked around him and the people he was friends with. Release the files.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I can't believe that then Trump said it's a hoax and he's threatening.
The fact that you're not releasing them looks bad.
He's threatening people mm-hmm. who want to sign the bill to release the files. This should
even
be
Republican people.
It should be the last thing we're talking about, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. This should have been done a long time ago. He should have been investigated to the hilt. There should be a whole report. There should be, you know, congressional hearings and conferences and all this other stuff. We should know everything there is to know about Jeffrey Epstein and everybody he ever dealt with, ever. Because any other person that was wrapped up in this, that's exactly what would have happened. But now the one co-conspirator that they nailed and managed to get charges that stuck is now playing fucking Baccarat in a resort down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because she went and talked to Trump's personal lawyer, and I have never heard an interview where an investigator offers up the answers he wants as he's talking to her. You never saw Trump do anything wrong, right? That's a question an investigator would ask? He was literally spoon-feeding her the information. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we didn't even get the full transcript of that conversation.
No.
Just a little portion of it. And this is insane. What is he hiding? What is he hiding? If you never did anything wrong, and your name, and just because you were friends with him, cool, dude. I think you should give us a little bit of credit that we can make the determination that you were friendly with him, and he was an asshole, and behind your back he was doing a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I think we can make that determination. But you just covering and covering and covering and deflecting and deflecting and deflecting just makes it look so much worse. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
Release the files. I never gave a shit. I never gave a shit about who Jeffrey Epstein is friends with. I care about the people who were damaging those women.
Exactly.
And they're about to tell. They're collecting their own list.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was Trump, I'd be signing onto this bill real quick before it comes in the back door. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. We'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
We should call this a very serious episode of The Commercial Break.
It is.
Because it's a very serious episode.
The airing of the grievances, like Festivus.
Yeah. We are. We're just letting it fly today. I don't care anymore. My birthday came and I just decided I'm too old to stop talking. You know, I'm too old to not say how I feel.
Yeah.
This is what happens to old white guys. We start getting ornery. We're like, arr, humbug, arr, vaccines and Epstein files. And arr, arr, arr. I'm turning into Alex Jones overnight. Arr, 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 arr.
Well, speaking of crazy things getting said with authority, might I present Chrissy Got It Wrong.
Chrissy Got It Wrong. Well, I don't have
Hot Shots Part Deux was made 20 years ago, but it's not Charlie Sheen's new movie.
Chrissy got it wrong.
Chrissy. And Brian agreed to it too.
Yes, I guess Netflix was just serving me up one of Charlie Sheen's movies to watch after I watched the release the files.
Release of, yeah, the release the files.
The Sheen files.
The documentary that will tell all. It wouldn't surprise me if Epstein and Sheen are connected.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. What if this documentary is just like Sheen says, I was Epstein's best friend, Trump and I had problems. You know, you said, Chrissy and I were talking about the Charlie Sheen doc that's coming out on Netflix that we're very excited to see.
Yes.
Because Charlie Sheen is a hot mess and everybody, and that's just entertainment, right?
Right.
And if he's going to offer it up on a platter.
Yes, please.
Including his drug dealer.
Seconds.
Yeah, his drug dealer in the documentary. It's just got to be one of the best ever created. So we were talking about this, and Chrissy said, well, he's got a new movie coming out. I think it's Hot Shots Part Deux. And I was like, oh, yeah,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
I think I heard about that.
20 years ago.
Because it came out 20 years ago.
It did.
By the way,
Jeff pointed it out to me. He was, because I said the same thing to him. And
yeah,
he was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. See how there's like a big PR thing?
Or, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like when I got home the other day, he was like, by the way,
by the way, I watched Hot Shots Part Deux from 1997.
Out 20 years
ago. Yeah. We actually got a couple. Anyway, it's okay. Chrissy got it wrong once. Uh-huh. Brian's usually saying stuff and Chrissy's agreeing, but
yeah,
this time she said it and I agreed. And I go, yeah, I think I heard about that.
We did.
I did 20 years ago. It was an okay movie. Hot Shots and Hot Shots 2 was an okay movie.
Yeah, I don't even know that I watched it. I can't remember.
When you were texting me last night, you know, saying I got it wrong, I looked it up and I watched the trailer to both of them. And I do remember both of the movies. And they were like knockoff Naked Guns.
Yeah.
It's essentially, you know, Charlie Sheen was playing the role of a, kind of a doofus. What, anyway, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but it does serve up a few laughs. And they make fun of a lot of other movies, like Charlie Sheen is Rambo, Charlie Sheen.
Yes, I remember that part.
Charlie Sheen's got chops, man. He's got chops. I'll tell you what, that's just...
he does.
It's such a shame because he really could have been just an excellent actor who did so much, but he's so mired in his own... He's in his own way, mm-hmm, all the time. And so I wonder, this must be a coordinated PR campaign. There must be something he wants to do or is doing.
I would think.
I think I did read somewhere 6 or 7 months ago that Charlie Sheen had signed on to some project. Charlie Sheen actually, didn't he go on to do another television show after 2.5 Men? It was called like...
Teddy?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And I think that he tried to convince the other guy from 2.5 Men to come on that show. It was just going to be 2.5 Men, but they were going to name it something else and go somewhere else. Charlie Sheen after...
I'm trying to think. I don't remember, but that does not mean... I feel like he's kind of been in hiding for a while.
Well, he certainly hasn't been... I think once you agree...
Although when did all that happen? Like 14 years ago, 15 years ago?
A long time ago. 2011? Let me see here. Anger Management from 2012 to 2014.
Oh, okay.
He starred as Charlie Goodson on the FX series Anger Management. He was earning... Charlie Sheen was the highest paid actor on television, earning almost $2 million an episode for 2.5 mm-hmm. Men. In 2015, Charlie revealed that he was HIV positive.
Yeah.
Post 2.5 Men, he starred in Machete Kills, 9/11, Chuck Lorre's Max, and the Bookie series. I forgot that he was HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that. Yeah, he's one of those actors who... Magic Johnson, Charlie Sheen. There's been a couple of actors. The thing that here we go again on the vaccines.
Thing. I was about to say the same thing.
They now have an HIV vaccine that men can take,
mm-hmm,
to prevent themselves from getting infected. HIV AIDS is no longer the death sentence it was back in the 80s and early 90s. And I remember what a huge deal that was.
Yeah.
It was ravaging, mm-hmm, the gay community, ravaging gay men. They were dying by the thousands. And There's so many documentaries and movies about it and all this. It was a sad time. I remember my mom being very sad about all this. I remember my mom watching a lot of television shows like Oprah and, you know, the Midwest woman watching all of the shows that would inform you about these things. And she took a very empathetic view toward all of this. You know, when people were afraid to touch gay men because they thought that that's how they could get AIDS, there was just a lot of stigma and a lot of misinformation, the fog of war kind of thing. And even Tammy Faye Baker, I think we talked about this, Tammy Faye Baker.
Right, Princess Diana.
Princess Diana.
She's a very high-profile person that they showed her in the hospital touching people, hugging people.
Michael Jackson. There was a young kid named Ryan. I can't remember his last name, but Ryan was one of the first HIV babies. Mm-hmm. He was born with HIV because his mother had HIV. And
And then the blood transfusions. Were in and shared needles, obviously from drugs. And then, it was horrible time. But again, because of science and research.
Science.
Now it is, it's not the death sentence that it was.
It's not. You can live a full life, my understanding is, through a pretty heavy regimen of drugs. But if you are HIV positive, you're not. Look at Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. He announced that he was HIV positive back during the pinnacle of the pandemic, also known as, or the epidemic, also known as HIV. And everyone was shocked.
Yeah.
We were all like, what? But he became a spokesperson and he fought for better science and medical research and a vaccine. He was one of the first people to go over to Europe where they were doing these kind of life-changing
trials
of these combinations of drugs, I think known as AZTs or something like that.
Yeah.
And he started taking these. He became a test subject, essentially. And he's one of the first people, at least publicly, that went and had the virus at such a low level it could no longer be detected in his body. And is no longer detected in his body.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson's still around and kicking. Mm-hmm. The guy's like a billionaire. He owns like movie theaters and Burger Kings and all that other stuff. And so Charlie Sheen is one of these people who was brave enough to come out and talk about this also in 2015. But it's not a death sentence anymore because of science.
Mm-hmm.
Science. People that are just trying to do some good. People that are just trying to figure it out. People who are helping the rest of the world avoid the worst of the world. And avoid the worst that the world has to offer, that Mother Nature has to offer. And they're doing this altruistically in a lot of cases, and in some cases for money, whatever, who fucking cares. And at the end of the day, it is Donald fucking Trump who should be credited and acclaimed and lauded as the person who told the drug companies, get the fuck on it, whatever you need, you've got it. Let's do this lightning fast. I think we all are quick. People who don't like Donald Trump are very quick to point out everything that was negative about Donald Trump. And there's a lot to talk about. But one thing we must remember that he did do was he told those drug companies to get the fuck on it and get it done and whatever you need and approve it quick and get it into people's arms. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's promoting the dude who's undoing all of that good work in one fell swoop. JFK Jr., is a fucking Looney Tune. He's a crackpot.
RFK.
RFK Jr. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say John F.K.?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. John F.K. Jr. was great. RFK Jr. is a Looney Tune. He is a crackpot. He had a brain worm. He has killed bears. He's a former heroin addict. He is a crackpot. He has no scientific training whatsoever.
No.
And have you heard him?
Yeah.
Come on. We're trusting a guy. That guy. What's wrong with his voice?
He had some kind of illness.
Oh,
that
he
caused
did?
It. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to make fun of the illness. See, if he would have taken the vaccine, he wouldn't have had that illness. It would have made him sound more normal. But anyway, anytime I hear that guy talk, not because of his voice, but the words that he's saying, it makes me crazy.
I know.
Yeah. The way that he talks about autistic people is just shameful. It's shameful. He's shameful. And then he claimed that he could see that the children were sick in the airport because of their mitochondria.
He could see
their mitochondria. He could see their mitochondria. Did you hear what I just said? And you trust anything that guy says about science? A word he says about science. Because he can see the mitochondria? I think I'm no scientist. This has been proven. And I'm not claiming otherwise. Have you ever seen mitochondria on the streets? Do you look in the mirror and check out your own mitochondria? No, you don't. You don't want to know why? It's microscopic.
That's so ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He's crazy, and it drives me crazy that we agree with anything this guy says.
And they made him the head of things. I mean,
because they wanted the votes. That's why. Because Trump wanted the votes, and now Trump doesn't care. You want to, and neither does anybody else in the administration. You want to know why? They keep those people, the crackpots on that side of the room. They keep them in their camp and keep them voting in the right direction. And you know what? All of those people have access to everything, and it doesn't matter what the plebs get. The plebs don't get the vaccines, but we have them and we're taking them. Garen fucking teed. Mm-hmm. You don't think Donald Trump got his flu shingles and COVID-19 shot this year? Guaranteed he did. Promise you he did. Mm-hmm. Know it for a fact. All his kids and all the administration did too. They all did. But they don't care. It's do what we say, not what we do. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. Now, this has been a very serious episode of the commercial break, but every once in a while, we need to blow our tops so we can get back to, Paulie couch cushions.
Yeah. God, we need to check in with him. Jeez.
I have been checking in with him.
Ah.
Yeah, he's some videos show him in some state of disrepair, but uh-huh. There are some videos that look a little bit more normal to me.
Okay.
So maybe next week actually we're already into the next week as we're recording this ahead of time, but maybe later on this week, we'll check in on a video with Paul. I found one that's funny and that clearly he's not nodding out, but then I saw one like from last week where he just, I can't believe he's putting this out.
I know. Why would you think that's okay?
I don't know. I don't know. That this is why we need science, kids.
Yes.
Science.
Yes. Yes. Please.
Maybe he's science. On that 7-OH.
Maybe.
That we talked about
last week.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's all weird out there. Got to be careful about how you move through life these days. You know what I'm saying?
That's enough to make me want to just stay in.
Agreed. Agreed. I want to stay in. I want to stay home, mommy.
I know sometimes I'm like, when we talk about these people, I'm like, they're walking amongst us.
They're walking amongst us. Mm-hmm. They're doing the things that we're doing. Yeah. They're in your neighborhood grocery store.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't know who's getting the vaccine and who's not getting the vaccine, who's dangerous to us and who's not dangerous to us. And that's the scariest thing is that, mm-hmm. you know, this way of thinking has just seeped its way through the cracks. And now it's all over the place. And what really drives me crazy is that it's a lot of the people that I have hung around for most of my life. Mm. It's the people who are more spiritually minded, mm. open-minded, you know, thinking about
alternative
things, alternative, thinking
stuff,
alternative.
Yeah.
But that has turned into something altogether different. And some other people have weaponized that way of thinking mm-hmm. into just a dangerous way of thinking.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time on my Facebook and everything. And I just feel, I just want to scream, but I know I'm screaming into the void.
Well, I know.
Yeah, even today, when we're talking about this, you either turned off the episode, you're no longer listening, or you completely agree with everything that we're saying. But if there's no one that's going to be gotten to, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe one person will go, maybe Brian's right, mm-hmm. but it's unlikely. Most people are just, they're just so damn set in their ways.
Yeah.
So, and I'm open. If someone shows me that vaccines are killing people or tracking us or whatever, if there's proof, a scientific proof.
Agreed.
I'm open to listening. Yeah. I don't want to be tracked. I don't want to be killed. Okay. I don't want the what's his name? Bill Gates. You know, putting microscopic spaceships in my brain that turn on when the 5G waves come. I don't want that. So if you can show me
Bill Gates is actually good. His foundation, it helped eradicate
HIV.
Polio
or whatever.
Yeah, in Africa.
That's right. He did some good. All right. TCB podcast. On TikTok, tcbpodcast.com is the website, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. We'll be okay. Until next time, we will say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.